Is it going? There?
I can't tell.
Can't tell?
The little second thing. Yeah, we're going.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Hey, Warren.
Hey, Craig. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Good.
Good. Introduction. You want to do the introduction?
Well, you know, not really introduction. I just have to tell you about something that happened today.
What's that?
We had a new dining room table delivered.
Really?
If you would have said 40 years ago, you would have said, hey, you're going to be excited about a dining room table being delivered, I would have told you to go fuck yourself. Yeah, you're crazy.
Were you waiting at the door?
Oh, my God. I was dying.
Like a kid on Christmas.
Like a kid on Christmas. What's it going to look like in here? Is it going to fit just right? Yeah. It was crazy. So,
now, wait. Hang on.
Yeah. Okay.
We had our toilets replaced last week, right?
Yes.
How does that in comparison to getting the dining room table?
Well, it's a whole different thing because my dining room table is not functional.
Right.
Because chances are really good. It'll be very seldom that we sit there.
Uh-huh.
But it's more of a decoration, let's
be
honest.
Right, yeah. Right.
So,
it's decor.
I sit on often.
Correct.
I'm there often, and I enjoy it.
Uh-huh.
I didn't notice that our Noel is the guy who put in our toilet.
Uh-huh.
The one downstairs is a little crooked, and it's angling towards the wall.
Uh-oh.
And that bothered the second I saw it.
Yeah.
Now I can't let it out of my noggin. It's stuck there.
So when we go in that space, that's our sacred space.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Door locked. And if something's a hair off kilter like that, in alignment with the tiles.
That's right. Yeah.
It caused psychological backflow.
Gosh. If you ever told me I was going to be like that either.
Uh-huh.
So you're crazy. What do I care? It's a toilet you sit on, you go.
Right.
But no, it's like, it's my domain.
Do you think it's because we're getting older and we appreciate it a little bit more, that those moments of serenity? Or is it the fact when we get down, we feel so good?
No, I think it's because we used to have lots of moments of serenity.
Uh-huh.
And they're few and far between now.
Right.
So that's like, it's our sanctuary, our throne before the throne. I mean, that's our place.
Right.
Yeah. So it's quite different. And it's, I find the dining room table a little more aesthetically pleasing.
Correct.
Than I do, especially my crooked commode.
Correct. Yes. Correct. But I have to say, the dining room table just rocked my socks. And
it's really something. It's different.
Yeah. Yeah. And, reflecting upon your original comments, I don't think it's 20 years ago, if someone would have gotten a dining room table, who gives a shit?
Right.
Right.
That's what your parents do.
Right.
Yes.
And now we're calling each other, celebrating.
Dude, check it out. I texted you pictures. What the fuck?
And I got excited about it.
Yes.
Yep.
That's where we're at.
Between that, the toilets over the past 2 weeks, it's been like Christmas.
It has been.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I don't know if things get any better than
that. They don't. They don't get any better than this. We both have birthdays coming up.
Oh, this is getting,
I believe this is
true.
Like a pre-birthday celebration. Our toilets and
scored a toilet for the birthday.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we are moving up. Yep. We are loved. Did we say the name of the podcast?
No, we didn't, actually.
Do you want to say it? Because last week I missed it.
Yeah, a little fumble.
Yeah, a little
reference
fumble there.
To an old movie.
Correct.
Yes, but Sleepless in Cialis.
Sleepless in Cialis.
Which brings us to things about men in their 50s. Let's talk about things about men in their 50s.
Yeah.
Tell me some facts. What do you know? Not saying that they pertain to us, of course, but to every other man.
Correct.
In their 50s.
Correct. And this was some really interesting research that was done up at the corporate office. And, the producers gave us this list right before the show. Yeah. And
our team of researchers is amazing.
Amazing.
Yes.
Amazing. Yeah.
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 Diligently, day and night.
Diligent. Yeah. And they found this. Survey about men in their 50s, and they posted four random facts.
They say it was with lifehack.org.
Lifehack.org. Yes.
That's great. Hard to say.
Yes. Don't say it again. After a glass of Chardonnay, it's not going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen.
No.
But I never thought we'd be talking about Chardonnay at our age either.
Yeah, this is getting weird.
Yeah, that is. Yeah.
We're gonna
What's next? Cosmo. I have the best Cosmo today. Yeah. A lemon drop.
It's amazing. I don't think our testosterone levels are down.
No, they're actually up. How did that happen?
Dr. Chow.
Dr. Choi.
Choi! This is why I cannot do introductions or mention people's names.
Dr. Kenneth Choi.
Yeah.
In Tucson, Arizona. We have to throw that out there because he's in Tucson, Arizona.
He is our rock star urologist.
Just the dude. If you need some tiny little tic-tac looking things shoved in your ass, he's your guy.
Yeah, both. Hang on a minute. That's so true. He did that to both Craig and I. Not simultaneously, but.
And we have to say it was by, they make a little incision, and then he puts things in your skin. Not directly
in their ass. Yeah. Right, right. Yeah. That's when I was in the Navy. You know, one of these four interesting facts about men in their 50s from lifehack.org was lower testosterone level, which I found to be true because I found myself getting tired, some joint pain, not much of a libido type situation going on.
Which is amazing. The tired part amazes me. Because at the same time, when you're so tired, you can't sleep.
Right.
So it's like, well, you would think if you're so tired that you would sleep well.
Correct.
But it's just the opposite. It's like the more tired you are, the worse you sleep, the more tired you become, to the vicious circle.
Correct. Yeah. And, we talked about this last week, that when we were in our 20s, our primary concern was, our zipper and finding something else. But now that we're loaded with responsibilities, we're not tired.
No.
We're tired, but we can't sleep.
We can't sleep. And I think part of it is we have so much going on. In our heads? Yeah.
Well, that's kind of interesting because they say as well, fact number four, and we just discussed fact number three. Thank you, Dr. Chow.
Choi.
Choi Chow. Choi Chow. Chow. Choi.
Dr. Choi. C-H-O-I. Choi.
Choi. Yes. Ooh, I can testify, and Craig as well. He is a wonderful, talented physician.
Guy. Yeah.
But they also listed as mental instability.
Oy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I kind of agree with that sometimes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you think that's a tie-in, though, to the lower testosterone level?
I think that's part of it. I've noticed a little bit of more mental acuity I've started intermittent fasting. That has helped me a lot with, like, during those times, my mental capacity goes up drastically.
Really?
Yeah, especially like in the last 4 hours of the fast before I start eating again. And then I can feel it. If I eat, I can feel it start to slow down.
Really?
Yeah, it's really something.
I wonder if that has to do with your glycemic index, because it just kind of mellows and gets stable.
And probably going from not eating anything to eating shit.
Right.
This probably doesn't help anything.
Right. Yes. I think it was the guy at the drive-thru in last episode that messed things up.
Kawhi. Not to be confused with Choi or Chow.
Yes. But they say that guys our age suffer from memory loss, anxiety, depression.
Wow. I haven't experienced that. So
neither
much.
Have I.
But the memory loss... I think a little bit.
Is it memory loss or is it selective memory?
I think it's part selective memory, and sometimes I just feel like after 50 plus years, honestly, I feel full.
Yeah.
Like I can't learn a whole lot more because I already have so much in there from a whole lifetime of learning.
That's what happened to me at work today. It was around 4-ish, and my head became capacitated.
Wow.
It's like I'm done.
Yeah. Incapacitating.
Yeah, that's it.
How are we doing on time? Because we've been told to shorten this up a little bit.
Yeah, we got to figure this out. We got to look at the producer, but the producer looks like he's dozing off.
Okay, we still got some time.
Yeah, we're good. We're good. Yeah. Let's go back to,
number two fascinates me.
What is number two?
We dry up less water in the body. I didn't know that.
Is that why we need more skin?
Oh, that might be. Because we're not hydrated.
Correct. Maybe we're becoming raisin prune versus grape. What's a prune? A plum.
Plum.
Right? Mm-hmm. So we're going from plum to prune, from grape to raisin.
Yeah.
I don't feel that way, though.
No, but sometimes the plums feel that way.
Yes. I mean. Oh, yeah. The plum sinks. But the reality is I'm, we're still getting up at night, and pissing like, you know, right. Mad Dogs.
Right.
Yeah, so, huh.
Yeah, so I don't know. So where is it? What else would we do? We just drink more water? Is that the cure for that?
I guess. Maybe more Chardonnay is what we need.
That could be. That very well could be.
Instead of one lemon drop, let's go for two lemon drops.
With a chase, Cosmo for a chaser.
Cosmo for a chaser. And then, and the first fact, which I found really interesting about this, I don't think either one of us have suffered from this, but muscle limitation.
Yes. There's no what question there.
You think, are you suffering from muscle limitation?
Uh-huh. I just noticed, well, things tend to hurt more. So, like, when I was a kid, if I could sleep in any variation you could possibly throw at me, I'd wake up just fine.
Right.
I could sleep on the floor. I could sleep anywhere. And I was fine. Sleep in the back of the car on a road trip or something.
And no issues.
And as now, it's if I sleep wrong, all of a sudden my shoulders are,
yeah.
are hurting. They're limit. My range of motion is limited. All those things.
Do you think we need lubrication?
Maybe that's part of the hydration.
I feel like the Tin Man from Wizard of Oz.
Yes.
Sometimes. And like after I've been driving for a little bit and then trying to stand up, getting out of the car, it's even though I have a very car that's very low to the ground for small Japanese people, but it hurts.
Yes.
You get stiff.
In the Wizard of Oz, are we becoming all those people?
No
the
shit.
The lion?
Yeah.
Courage? Are you as courageous as you were before? Me, not by a fucking long shot.
Oh, no, after the testosterone, yeah. I am.
Are you really? You'll try anything? You'll do anything? Bungee? We going for bungee? What?
No, the bungee is definitely in file 13.
Right.
That makes no right. sense.
But stuff like that when I was a kid?
Sure. No problem, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if it's wisdom or what.
So what else is it? There's the Tin Man?
Uh-huh. Dorothy? If we go Dorothy, then we're going to have to go into the non-binary or binary thing. And
My red pumps don't count, right?
That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay.
That's between you and I. Yeah. The listeners.
And our thousands and thousands of listeners.
Strike that last statement. Okay?
Edit that out, please.
Yes.
So who else was there? There was the lion.
Uh-huh.
The Tin Man. The Scarecrow.
The Scarecrow.
And what was he? Because he didn't remember anything, right?
He had no memory whatsoever.
If I only had a brain.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what? Maybe we are becoming the Wizard of Oz.
Maybe Wizard of Oz was written for us. Maybe it's not a children's movie.
That's it. I'm buying red pumps too.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, if we're gonna do this, let's do it.
Yes.
Yeah. Follow the yellow brick road. Hey, you know what we didn't get into real quick is our growing mass amount of analytics that are being produced by the production team.
It grows and grows, and it's we're defining. But something's missing.
Yes.
And we discussed this in our last episode.
Uh-huh.
And we have no binary listeners, assuming that Demi Lovato isn't listening to our podcast yet.
It's always that chance.
That could be.
Because we don't know who specifically has listened.
Right. But it seems like that would show up in our analytics if she did
listen quantify.
To it, she would not qualify herself as a female or a man.
And, Craig and I just wanted to take a moment and let everybody know that all are welcome to listen to the podcast. We're not judgmental.
Nope.
And we welcome everyone, whether you are binary or non-binary, to listen to the podcast.
Yes, all are welcome to listen to the glory of our show.
Yeah.
We're here.
And furthermore, I know that Craig and I both want to personally thank everybody for listening.
Yes.
The amount of listenership, is that a word?
I believe so.
Listenership. Yes. Shit. Choi. Choi.
Chow.
Choi. The amount of listeners that we've had in this short period is gone up, 1,000%?
Like 1,400%.
1,400%, yeah. And most definitely, thanks to our sponsors out there. It's awfully nice to turn to your production team and your research people and say, hey, here you go. Here's your first check.
Yes.
So, thank you very much.
Sharing the wealth.
But they don't make checks for amounts that small, do they?
Well, I had to go get a cashier's check or a money order for 4 cents. So, yeah.
Was that one of the paychecks for the research people? A good possible.
No, it was actually for my place of employment. We We were short 4 cents, and I had to get a money order at Circle K.
That's ethics, though. Yes. That's just being straight up and honest.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it did cost me $1.25 to get this 4 cent check.
Whoa.
Yes.
So maybe we should start making cashier's checks.
That could be.
Yeah, maybe that's where the money's at.
That could be, yeah.
But jumping ahead real quick to the results of last week's survey.
Yes. Ding, 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 ding.
Can you believe that?
Yes.
How about I'll read the question. You build up the suspense to give the actual answer.
Okay. And then the winner of this, because we did do a random drawing of the listeners to see who won.
Uh-huh.
So we'll share that.
Okay, you've got the winner there. And we have the prize.
Yes.
Okay. Right. Okay, what percentage of you would like a urinal in your home?
Are you ready for this?
I haven't seen the results yet. So
now, the odd thing is given that we are 50% male and 50% female, it's bizarre that the result is 87.3%.
No way!
Yes.
So there's a portion...
There are women that want urinals in their home.
Well, I wonder if that's a sanitation issue.
I think they just want a toilet all to themselves.
Yeah.
Quite honestly.
Oh, it's a selfish desire.
I think it is, but they have to think, we can only piss in a urinal.
Right.
Yeah, other things can't happen there, so they still got to share a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit, but it'll slow down the usage.
Yeah, certainly. Yeah. Certainly, and the cleanliness of it from their perspective.
Yeah, so maybe it's a psychological thing.
Yes.
It'll kind of separate everything out. Yeah.
So the winner of the drawing
is...
Dr. Kenneth Choi.
Good job.
Isn't that amazing?
Let's celebrate with some chow. Yes.
I believe we're out of time.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we'll announce the gift next week from the drawing.
Yes, we should have it by then.
we're hoping. Yeah. Unfortunately, yeah. Craig spent the gift money on the cashier's check. So we're out of money. Hey, but thanks a lot, everybody,
for
listening.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, sleepless in Cialis. Have a great day. Yeah, wait, is this thing off yet? Wait, hang on. Keep the... Okay. Good. Oh, shucks. Shit.
It won't go away.